So as you've just heard, I've recently moved to Coventry from Birmingham to take up my new post at the University of Warwick. There are lots of things to do when you've recently moved house. I've spent a day on the telephone ringing a huge list of companies and organisations that need to know where we've moved to, bought school uniform and helped my daughter get to know her new teachers. I've looked up our local GP and, well, if I'm honest, I've only almost found a dentist. Somehow that one always ends up at the bottom of my list. Then there is the tricky issue of finding a new hairdresser. This is an important relationship for many. Wonderful when you find someone that you connect with, works well with your hair, and provides a little oasis for 45 minutes every 6 to 8 weeks. There isn't a proverb in the Bible about finding a good hairdresser. Something like, a good hairdresser is more precious than gold and is held with honour. But there should be, in my opinion. Whenever I'm sat in the chair with a new hairdresser in front of the mirror where my face is just a blur as I've had to take my glasses off, the ultimate vulnerability for the myopic, I wait for the question to come up, never knowing how it will go. We get through holidays, age and gender of children, compared notes on the weather. Then it comes. So what do you do then? I answer, I'm a priest. A what? An Anglican priest, you know, like a vicar. Insert awkward pause. So, are you quite religious then? The news of my priesthood is perhaps a shock because I'm female, under 40, and have a full head of hair, in stark contrast to Reverend Timms off Postman Pat, the archetypal priest. I hated being accused of being religious as a young teenage Christian. No, I'm not. I'm a follower of Jesus, I'd snap back. Expecting people to understand my sensitivity around religion, which I considered stuffy, judgmental and stuck in its ways. I certainly didn't feel like that then, and I don't feel like that now. But I cannot get away from the fact that as I put on my dog collar in the morning, albeit with fabulous shoes, and I consider the life vows that I've made to God, and the promises of obedience I made to my bishop when I was ordained, I do appear to be quite religious. There is something very liberating in owning a label and making it your own. One of the most extraordinary things about being a Christian is the encouragement to be more fully ourselves. When Jesus died on the cross and came back to life 3 days later, he didn't just do it to set up another religion. In fact, he came to set us free. Free from the labels that others put on us. Freedom from all those regrets, all those wrong turns. He won't make them disappear. Even the resurrected Jesus bore his scars. But he can help each of us to start again, each day if we need to. Right down in the depths of our hearts, God is calling out to each of us, giving us eyes to see beyond what is immediately before them and hearts that yearn to feel the love of our Creator. The Psalms tell us that deep calls to deep. There is depth in each of us. We must never believe we are shallow, merely the product of things around us or a sum of the experiences that brought us to where we are. Each of us is equipped for beauty and for flourishing. Each of us is worthy of love, worth dying for, in fact, as Jesus proved in the Acts of Easter.